You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Julie Karen's State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
10 innings from scorching hot Cincinnati, 5-4 the Brewers get the win, their third in a row. Before we continue the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio
this
Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Time now for our home run distance recap. The Brewers hit a couple of early solo home runs, and the longest of those two came off the bat of William Contreras, 407 estimated feet on his eighth home run in the month of August. Home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. The Brewers have just dominated these Reds over the last couple of years. They're now 7-3 against Cincinnati this season. And they are 15-3 the last 18 games they've played at Great American Ballpark. Coming up later tonight, we'll be keeping our eyes on the Braves at the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. First pitch, 5:40 Central, Reynaldo Lopez for Atlanta. And Ranger Suarez gets the ball for Philadelphia. Now, the Phillies are up just one game at the moment on the Brewers for the second-best record in the National League. And the number two seed in the NL playoff picture. That's important. Of course, the top two seeds don't have to play in a wild card series. The Brewers just one game behind Philadelphia after this victory here today. Philadelphia, though, they've gotten hot. They've won 5 out of 6, including the opener of the series against the Braves yesterday. They had to come from behind. They won that game 5-4. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this year, the Brewers have now hit 144 home runs, and OAW has donated $14,400 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Brewers in 10 innings, they win it by a final of 5-4. Great work from the bullpen, and we'll tell you how they did it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4414.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
TMJ.
Final in 10, exciting innings to open the doubleheader. 5-4, the Brewers. You're listening to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. You figure there could be a lot of runs scored today, and it started off that way with the temperatures up in the mid-90s, the heat index up above 100. The ball was really flying, and the home runs came early in this one. Highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. We're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. Before we begin any kind of treatment, we take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. It was Colin Ray on the bump for the Brewers. He gave up an unearned run in the bottom of the first, but then against the Cincinnati starter Nick Martinez, it was Willy Adames leading off the second.
Martinez brings home the pitch, and it's a high fly ball deep left field. Steer racing back at the track. It is gone. Willy Adames with his 25th of the season, and the Brewers have tied it at one.
There would be two more hits today for Willie, who's now got a seven-game hitting streak. That was his third homer in that streak. So a tie game, but Ray gave up a home run to Santiago Espinal to begin the bottom of the second, and another run scored later in the frame on an RBI single from Ellie De La Cruz. It was 3-1 the Reds. And then in the third inning, their center fielder, T.J. Friedl, robbed what would have been a two-run home run off the bat of Rhys Hoskins, jumping over the fence. So it remained 3-1 going into the fourth, and that's when William Contreras made sure Friedl couldn't bring another one back. 1-1 lifted into deep right center field. Friedl back, track, wall. He won't get this, baby. It's in the seats. Opposite field home run, William Contreras. Then the Brewers back within a run. It's a 3-2 ball game leading off the fourth. Contreras is 19th, 8th in the month of August. What a month it's been for William. So it was a one-run game, but then Willy Adames singled and Garrett Mitchell doubled, leaving runners on second and third. But after Gary Sanchez popped out and Joey Ortiz struck out, it looked like the pitcher Nick Martinez might be able to escape the inning and keep the lead, but Sal Frelick made sure that would not be the case. The one. Frelick lines it into right center field. That's in for a base hit, and the Brewers will take the lead. Scoring from third, Adames, Mitchell right behind him. No throw to the plate. It's a two-run single by Sal Frelick. What a pick-me-up that was. And the Brewers in front, 4-3 in the fourth. Big-time swing from Sal. We're not done hearing from him. The Reds would tie it against Colin Ray. In fact, the final batter Ray faced led off the bottom of the fifth, and Jonathan India slugged a home run to left. And we had a brand-new game. It was 4-4. And the way the offense is really clicked early. You thought you'd see a lot more, but the bullpens were just exceptional for each side. Behind Ray, Brian Hudson ends up with two scoreless innings for the Brewers. Yoel Piamps pitched a scoreless seventh. Jared Koenig, a scoreless eighth. And then Trevor McGill, a scoreless ninth inning. It was Buck Farmer for an inning and two-thirds for Cincinnati, then Emilio Pagan and Justin Wilson. And that sent the game into extra innings, still tied up at four. In the 10th, with Alexis Diaz, normally the closer for the Reds in there, the Brewers put up a pinch hitter to begin the inning. The automatic runner was at second, and Bryce Terang was called in to hit for Joey Ortiz, and he laid down a perfect bunt, and that went for a base hit. That left runners on the corners with nobody out, and again, here was Sal Frelick. Stretch Diaz, 1-0 pitch, swinging a ground ball to second base, could be two, and they'll play for that. India to the shortstop, De La Cruz on to first. It is a double play. The run does score. The Reds were content to exchange the go-ahead run for two outs. Frelick, no run batted in. Brewers lead the game 5-4 here in the 10th inning. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, for years and years in baseball, you never would concede a run in extra innings like that. But with the automatic runner rule, that's what the Reds elected to do. That's all the Brewers got. And then the bottom of the 10th, Devin Williams came in to try to make that hold up. And as it turned out, it was not a wise decision for the Reds to play for the double play, because Devin got a strikeout and a flyout. The automatic runner remained at second. That was Jonathan India. Then he advanced to third on a wild pitch in an at-bat during which T.J. Friedl ultimately walked. So now Cincinnati had runners on the corners with two out, and Ty France, the longtime Seattle Mariner, was at the plate. He saw nine pitches in a full-count battle before this one right here ended the game. Williams has a new ball in the sign. 3-2 pitch again. Swung on and flied shallow into right field. Sal Frelick is coming in and over towards the line. And fair territory makes the catch. Brewers win it. Devin Williams able to escape in the 10th. And an extra inning victory to start this busy weekend in Cincinnati. The Brewers are a season-high 22 games above 500. Victory number 78 on the year, 78-56, and currently a 10-game lead in the Central over Chicago. Fun ball game. We'll come back to wrap up the Potawatomi Sportsbook post-game show with a look at what's to come in the nightcap. Now in about 2.5 hours from first pitch. That's next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hi, my name is Brandi Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
89 or more.
Final in 10 innings, the Brewers outlast the Cincinnati Reds 5-4 to take the opener of today's doubleheader from Great American Ballpark. Let's wrap up our Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with a look down on the farm, brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. From name brand hunting gear and supplies to canning jars, lids, and other essentials, fall harvest and hunting prep starts at Blaine's Farm and Fleets. Hobie Milner is going to begin a rehab assignment, presumably tonight. He's been sent to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're hosting Quad Cities. Coming up, 6:40 Central Time tonight. Hobie has been out now. This was his 20th consecutive game that he's missed with that shoulder issue. And so Milner may very well finally get back into a game tonight for the T-Rats. We'll keep you posted later on during our Game 2 coverage of this split doubleheader. The nightcap going to get underway at 5:40 Central. We're back on the air at 5:05, so you don't have that much time away from us. That's when the on-deck show built by Menards commences. It's a very interesting pitching matchup. DL Hall is coming back up, guy who was the number two starter in the rotation at the beginning of the year for Pat Murphy and then had that injury. This will be only his second appearance back with the crew since April, and the other one was against the Reds back on the 11th of the month. Meanwhile, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, Rhett Lauder, has been called up by the Reds. He's going to make his major league debut, and there's going to be some excitement surrounding that from the Cincinnati side of things. Again, first pitch, 5:40 Central. Brewers will try to sweep the doubleheader. Once again, the final score in 10, Milwaukee 5, Cincinnati 4. For my partner Lane Grindle and our producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, this is Josh Maurer saying so long for now. We'll talk to you in just a little while from Great American Ballpark. You've been listening to a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As Gaza ceasefire talks continue in Doha, an aid organization based in Washington, D.C., says an international aid convoy was hit by an Israeli airstrike in Rafah. Israel's military also continues operations in the occupied West Bank. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
The largest IDF operation in the West Bank is now in its third day, the IDF killing a top Hamas commander in Jenin. Hamas also confirming that death. Now, the city in the northern West Bank is still sealed off. We've seen pictures of major destruction in the camp where most of the fighting took place. Palestinian officials say 16 people have been killed, more than 80 injured.
Former President Trump campaigning in Pennsylvania this afternoon, just outside Pittsburgh. He's expected to talk about the economy and his recent pledge to make IVF treatments free. Vice President Kamala Harris off the trail today, but campaigning this weekend in battleground states. And the big getaway for the Labor Day weekend is on, but storms are also on the march this holiday. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at WRCE.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCE News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is in the 3 o'clock hour, so it is Maggie and the Millionaires. I'm talking with Chuck Collins, a Wisconsinite and the great grandson of Oscar Mayer. That's why we're listening to the hot dog song. I love a great hot dog. All the fixings. I kind of like it Chicago style, Chuck. What's your favorite kind of hot dog?
I'm kind of with you there. Yeah, pile it up, you know.
Pile it up, the dill pickle, the tomato slices. We digress. Let's get back to the money talk, sir.
When's that Wisconsin fair starting? No,
right? Yeah. One of the best fairs, state fairs in the country, I would say, earlier in August. You're talking about why the economy has effectively been rigged since that post-World War II era. And I appreciated your point, Chuck, that prosperity economy was not prosperity for everyone, that a lot of our federal laws left behind intentionally black and brown folks. So it wasn't prosperity for everybody, but it did help expand the middle class at a greater rate and to a greater level than ever before in our country's history. Again, that New Deal, from the New Deal to that post-World War II sort of baby boom generation. It ain't that way anymore. Why is the economy now rigged against working folks? And by the way, when I say working folks, and you define it the way you want to, Chuck, I mean anybody, including those like lawyers and folks that people think may be fancy pants. I still rely on a paycheck. I always have. I've had financial troubles and been on hard times. Anybody, if you have to go to work, I mean you, the entire spectrum of working Americans, that very broad definition of from working poor to people on the higher end of the middle class, we're all still working for a paycheck. Why is the economy now rigged against all of those people?
Yeah, you know, I think late 70s, early 80s, the rules of the economy rigged so that wealth holders did better than wage earners. Just as you're saying, working for a paycheck, working for a living didn't move you ahead. We had 40 years of stagnant, flat, sometimes falling wages for a lot of workers. Whereas if you owned wealth, and the more wealth you had, the more your wealth expanded. So, you know, in 1983, there were like, you know, a dozen billionaires. Today, there's like 900. Now, some people say, isn't that great? Well, actually, no, it's not great, because so much of the wealth that used to go to middle class and working class folks in terms of incomes is now funneling up to the billionaire class. So having a growing number of billionaires is a policy failure. It means the rules are doing the wrong thing. We should be focused on broadening the bottom 90% health, wealth, and wages, and not worry or not think of billionaires as any kind of positive indicator. It's a negative indicator.
Yeah, there was a fact included as you and I that we shared in our preparations for the interview today. I'm just going to share it and then let you say give your onions on this. I almost fell out of my chair. In the past few decades, basically in this period of time that Chuck and I are talking about, $50 trillion has been transferred from the bottom 90% of Americans to the top 1%. If our income distribution had remained similar to what it was in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, again, that very period that Chuck and I are referring to, rather than getting way worse, the bottom 90% of Americans would have retained trillions, which would have doubled median income in the U.S., That's the extraction of value. That's trickle-up economics, which is actually an economic fact. From stock buybacks, right, to the tax dodge through, quote, billionaire philanthropy, through this, the buybacks, dividend payouts, which extract value from corporations instead of growing the wages of middle-class Americans. And we still hear them whine that they can't afford more tax, that they can't afford to pay a minimum wage. It's absolutely unconscionable. I'll just mention this because we have been brought together by the group Patriotic Millionaires. And today, the New York Times reported that some of the ultra-wealthy donors have quietly asked Kamala Harris to tone it down on the taxing corporations and the ultra wealthy more. And it was interesting in the article itself, this line appeared. The billionaire minimum income tax could be particularly costly for ultra rich tech executives who derive their wealth from owning slices of company they helped start. Rather than selling their shares of companies, which would trigger taxes, those Americans take out tax-free loans backed by the stock that they own to finance their lifestyles. I've talked with Morris Pearl numerous times about the buy, borrow, die. This is another one of the massive tax dodges. And the Patriotic Millionaires put out this press release in response. The title of it I thought was great. Billionaire roosters concerned sun won't rise without them. That is where it's at. Here's Morris Pearl in this press release. I'm shocked, shocked, I tell you, that Wall Street billionaires and Silicon Valley tech bros are trying to convince a presidential candidate to abandon her commitment to tax them and using their own alleged brilliance to justify it. I admire their chutzpah in claiming that taxing unrealized capital gains will stifle innovation. We're not trying to eliminate billionaires, or maybe we are, but what we're trying to do here is ensure that the rest of us see real wage growth, real reinvestment in R&D, real investment in tax infrastructure, and that requires a fairer tax system. What other kinds of policy proposals, Chuck, do you think we should be looking at?
Well, I think taxes are really, really important in this, and that because the rich have figured out they have all these advisors, this whole wealth defense industry of lawyers and trust managers who help them avoid taxes. So getting the rich to pay their fair share, making sure companies are more broadly owned, workers not only, get paid wages, but maybe have an ownership stake, that would help pre-distribute the wealth. Think right now that we're living with this wealth pump that you described at that RAND Corporation study. $50 trillion pumping up to the billionaire class, to the ultra rich. We want to reverse that pump. We want to have the wealth broader and so I think tax policy, trade policy that benefits workers, not just owners. Yep. Investments in things that create opportunity for everybody, debt-free college, low interest loans to buy homes, all these are. But the problem is that billionaires are blocking the path to a fair economy. And that's where, you and I, that's why the billionaires matter. Just the way you set it up. They're taking our treasure and they're blocking us from the kind of society we want.
Yeah, they're literally stealing from our pocketbooks. Our work and our taxes subsidize their wealth. By the way, I just want to reemphasize one point real quickly, Chuck. And that is that trade policy like tariffs don't help the middle class. It puts more money in billionaire pockets because we end up fitting the bill with everything that we buy. Chuck, this has been great fun. Happy Friday to you, sir. That's Chuck Collins, the great grandson of Oscar F. Meyer, director of the Program on Inequality and the Common Good, here with me on Maggie and the Millionaires. Folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to wind up Friday after these brief messages here on the
Thank
Civic
you,
Media Radio Network. Thank you, Chuck.
Hey, if I was a scientist, you know what I would clone? Hot dog.
News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Big corn crop coming this fall. But the challenge is a lot of grain left to be sold in bins across rural America. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And Stephen Nicholson, Global Sector Strategist for Grains and Oilseeds with Rabobank, says that's not a good combination for farmers who are hoping for a fall rally in the price of corn.
It's just not good. And this is a supply side story with where we are today. And farmers have been hoping for that fall rally. And I have to say, I don't think that'll happen this year. You may see a little bit if you see the funds come out of their net short positions if they want to take some profits. Keep in mind that rally is going to be well sold. And also keep in mind that a rally is going to be tough because you have so much more stocks on the ground than we've had the last 3 or 4 years. And so the market's going to go, I don't need to buy this just because it's rallying. I'm not worried because there's plenty of stocks. And there's not a shortage. So I think much different situation than we've had the last several years.
Again, that's Stephen Nicholson of Rabobank along with us. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com. As experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast. Innovation, that's
BioVet. Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 378, up 6 1/4. New crop corn closed at 401, and that was up 5 cents. Cash beans closed at 982, that was up 8 1/4 cents. And November beans closed at 10 even, and that was up 7.5 cents. And wheat closed at 532 3/4, and that was up 7 3/4. On the dairy side of things now, September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 22.42 a hundredweight. That is up 24 cents. And October milk is trading at 22.84 a hundredweight, and that is up 22 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 226. That was up 8 3/4. 40-pound block cheese closed at 221. That was up 13.5 cents. And the AA butter had no change and closed at 317. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Those clouds will slowly be clearing throughout the day today. High temperatures will tap 80 degrees. As we stay clear overnight, lows fall to the mid-50s. And we could be waking up to some patchy fog early in the morning. Then there's nothing but bright, beautiful, and dry weather all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I
have. Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Networks across the state. Remember, you can always find us by going to get the Civic Media app. By far the easiest way to listen, no matter where you are. It's free from your favorite app store. And since it's Friday, I'm really, really happy to bring back to the Maggie Dawn Show my good friend and yours, Terry Barr, for another edition of What's Local and Overlooked in the state of Wisconsin. Hi, Terry. Happy early Labor Day weekend.
Hey. Oh, and same to you, Maggie and Fancy Brian. It's great to be back with you. And hello to everybody listening or watching. We are local but overlooked, and we're going to try to keep it positive on this Friday. But, Maggie, I have to tell you, I have to start with this one because this man is simply a treasure, not just to the Wisconsin Dells area, but all of Wisconsin when you talk about tourism. So I don't think this story will be overlooked for very long, but you are hearing about it here first. And he is someone I've really had the pleasure to interview many times. So if you know this name, the Tommy Bartlett Water Ski Show, you know that amazing water ski extravaganza in the Dells, you know who Tom Deal is. Tom is the man behind that show. The show shut down in 2020, but it doesn't matter. Tom was everywhere. He did everything tourism related. He was even on the governor's tourism board. He was behind many other Dells entertainment and restoration of Lake Delton after severe storms washed most of that area downstream in 2008. So many of us remember when the houses were falling into the lake and washing down the stream. It was one of the craziest things I think I've ever seen and reported on. Well, I'm sad to tell you Tom Deal has passed away. He was ill for a short time, but his legacy, as we talk about him in just a couple of these things that we know he has been involved in, his legacy as a tourism ambassador is going to live on across the state of Wisconsin forever. So I did want to share that here, just knowing that I've had a chance to talk to him. We all know these wonderful places, and we're thinking of his family. So I wanted to share that.
Absolutely. I myself have been to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show probably at least a half dozen times, more when I was young, but I went just a few years ago because a girlfriend of mine was having her bachelorette party in the Dells. I mean, what a great legacy he lives, all of that, and a lot in public service. Most people don't get paid when they serve on these governor's tourism boards and things like that. So our condolences to Tom Deal's family and our deep thanks, right, as Wisconsinites, helped really put Wisconsin and keep it on the map as an incredible family tourist destination. Thank you, Terry, for sharing that.
Yes. And now I have a little history for you. You know, the kids are going to be, well, some did already go back to school, but then after the Labor Day weekend, I should already hear it in the neighborhood. The kids are like, oh, I got to go to school. Well, did you know there is a museum in Watertown, Wisconsin? And of course, Watertown, about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. It's the second home to the first kindergarten class in the country. So here's the story. Margaret Schurz started a kindergarten class in her home in Watertown in 1856. But soon she had way too many kids to have it at her home anymore. So she moved it to this building that we just mentioned. It's on Charles Street in Watertown. It's now a museum, but this is the location, basically the second home of the very first kindergarten class ever in the country. Now, isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely fabulous. I'll just share this with you and all of our listeners. Again, that museum in Watertown on Charles Street. I remember my first kindergarten teacher. Her name was Miss Fitzwater. Okay. At 82nd Street School in Milwaukee. And I remember Miss Fitzwater sitting down with me and teaching me actually to read when I was in kindergarten. She spent special time with me.
I was going to say.
And she gave me special assignments. And I remember the day I came home and said to my dad, Miss Fitzwater, and my mom, of course, hey, parents, Miss Fitzwater gave me this book. I can read this to you. And I sat down and I read them a book. And I will never, ever, ever. Yes, I will never, ever forget Miss Fitzwater at 82nd Street School. If any of her family is listening, God bless Miss Fitzwater. I think that is what, if you think about those early moments, the idea that someone would take that time with me, guess what I became? A practitioner of words, a lawyer, right? That was the probably the moment that set me on my path for the rest of my life at a public school, the 82nd Street School, an MPS school, and Miss Fitzwater made all the difference in the world. Early childhood education is where it's at. That's amazing. Where can people find out more about where can people find out more about the museum, Terry?
Well, they have a website, and basically you just go to watertownhistory.org, and they have some great articles about the museum and the building itself, but then, of course, about the kindergarten, which is just a fun read.
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks for both of these stories, Terry. I got a question for you. You do some of our reporting. Yeah, I just wanted to get your impression of the DNC. I was drinking from a fire hose with Brian down there at the United Center every day. It was really an amazing spectacle. It was an amazing experience. I just wanted to get your impressions, Terry. What did you think of the DNC overall? And was there any particular moment that stood out to you?
Oh, my gosh. I feel so lucky I got to watch so much of it, but also listened to all of our shows and just really enjoyed all those conversations. And Maggie, I know you were on television as well, and I saw your story, and it was a great story. I just felt so joyful through the whole thing. I felt like it was a must-see TV event in the evening. My favorite, though, is Kamala Harris's husband, when he got up to speak. I don't know what it was about that, but he just really struck me as someone that I would love to know as a person. But, you know, the whole thing, the entertainment, the polish of the way they pulled that show off every night. And then I found out Steven Spielberg was behind some of the creativity of it. And I just saw a friend for dinner. He has a friend who is designing a new sign for Kamala Harris. And instead of hope, as we saw with President Obama when he was running, this one says joy on the bottom of it. And it's going to be coming out soon with flowers all over it and her in her cool purple for Prince pantsuit. I can't wait to see that in
I love that.
Last night.
You get the inside stuff here. Heard first, the Kamala Harris joy print advertising coming out. Doug Emhoff's speech. I happened to be fortunate enough to actually be in the United Center in the bowl on Tuesday night. So I actually got to listen to Doug Emhoff speak, and I had a similar reaction. My overwhelming thought when I was listening to the second gentleman was this is what masculinity looks like. This is what being a man in America today looks like. This deep, reverent love and respect for his wife, the idea that it is a team effort, that families are each unique, they can be blended. His references to her and that her stepchildren, Doug's children, called her Mamala. And frankly, I loved that. And he opened that speech, right, with this testimonial that he was kind of in a dark place when he met Kamala Harris. And I think he said, she basically saved my life. She brought our family together. She was the glue. And the picture he painted of them gathering for dinner and her, you know, helping him actually learn how to cook food correctly. I just thought all of it was fantastic.
Well, you know, she can crack an egg with one hand. Come on.
Okay, that's reason number 7,342 of why I love Kamala Harris. The egg, I got to master that skill. I don't have it yet.
I have giant hands, and I've done it a couple times.
I know.
Brian, you can do it. You can crack an egg with one.
Ooh. You know what it is? It's confidence. It's not, my brother-in-law is a chef, and he was like, most of the stuff that people test chefs on are handling eggs. And one of them is just confidence with being able to do that. My problem is that I always have one piece of shell all the time.
Floating around in there. That is, Brian, I agree with you. Every chef friend or service industry friend that I have, if they're like trying to get a sous chef job or work on a line, the first thing they'll be asked to do or tested is, you know, make a perfect herb omelet, make a perfect over easy egg, and poach an egg. Something I still can't do with consistency is the gosh darn poached egg. I don't know, the vinegar and the dropping the thing in the boiling water. Terry, what are you doing to celebrate Labor Day this weekend?
We are actually going to the Indy car races in Milwaukee. We're big race fans.
How amazing.
We're big sports fans, actually. When I hear you talk about the Brewers, it always makes me smile because we love the Brewers, too. But we're really excited to see IndyCar back in the Milwaukee area. It's been a little while. And that track, if anybody is just even thinking about going, it's a historic track, and it is the best place to watch a race.
So I'm going to give you a throwback, Terry. My dad and mom, for my entire life, have mentioned Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney, who was one of the first women race car drivers. And she, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, did actually drive at the Milwaukee Mile. So I always think of that when I think of racing and my dad talking about Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney and how awesome that was. Way before Danica Patrick, there was Shirley.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And they were they still do put their lives on the line to entertain us and to race. But I can't imagine back then. They hardly wore a helmet or any of those things. So, gosh.
No kidding. Oh, I mean, the safety features. Basically, so much better. I had to buy a new bed, Terry. So I am getting myself ready for the bed delivery, which is going to be happening on the 3rd. I am obviously going to be consuming an obnoxious amount of baseball. I'll probably eat some brats. There'll be some family hangout time. And I think there definitely will be some adult beverages.
Okay. It all sounds perfect to me.
A quintessential Milwaukee Labor Day weekend. I may even try to trot down to Laborfest a bit on Monday. Maybe if I'm not doing that weather dependent, I may be on a lake. I'm hoping to, you know, check all of the Wisconsin Labor Day boxes, lake, baseball, beer, brats, and just barbecuing and hanging out, all the good things.
It sounds perfect. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Fancy Brian, you too, and everyone else out there. Have a great weekend. Be safe, stay cool, and just do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, it's time to unwind and celebrate the middle class who build this country with an off day for everybody. Thanks so much, Terry Barr. Folks, when we come back, I want to hear from you. What are you doing this Labor Day weekend? Let's talk about it. Let's end on a positive note going into the weekend. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What you doing this weekend to celebrate Labor Day? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Good luck.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait. I worry what you just heard was, give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network rounding out this week with, of course, Brian Kelly. We want to know, what the heck are you all up to over your Labor Day weekend? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I shared a little bit about what I got going on, a little furniture moving, little barbecuing, little beer drinking, little baseball, maybe a little riding around on the lake. If I can squeeze in Labor Fest, I'd love to get down there. Of course, at Milwaukee's Summerfest grounds, Tim Walz is going to be there, the vice presidential candidate. I'm looking forward to this weekend. We all need it. It seems, Brian, like we have been in a sprint since August 1st. And frankly, I could probably roll that back to the kickoff to the RNC, again, just sprinting. Brian, what are you going to do to unwind this weekend, my friend? You deserve it.
I am sleep. I am tired.
I am sleep.
I yes. am, but I can't because my sister's coming to town, and she's got a kindergartner and a first grader, and we're going to take him to Lions Fest in Oak Creek. So if y'all want to go and see a giant man enjoy some cover bands, come shake my hand at Lions Fest in Oak Creek. But I'm sorry, I will probably not be able to converse.
Because, that's the way I feel.
Because I am run down and I have no thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like a toy that has run out of my batteries. Well, enjoy that weekend with your sister and her kids. Joshua from Wausau, he's going to be camping in Minocqua. I bet there's going to be a lot of camping going on. I often think of potentially camping over this weekend far too late. And then I go on the state parks website and there's nothing left in terms of campsites within drivable distance. I hope the weather is wonderful for you. Joshua texting in from Wausau. It has been quite a pull of a sprint for all of us. And it occurs to me how interesting it is that we've been talking about millionaires and billionaires and corporate tax. And here we are for Labor Day weekend, a holiday created in acknowledgement of the fact that it is workers, those of us who earn wages and receive paychecks, that actually drive this country's economy. It is not the billionaire class by any stretch. My thanks to Dave from Madison texting in on the 608 line, saying he's enjoying the Maggie and the Millionaires content. We want to keep that those segments going. Dave, we are doing that. We have a commitment to do that every day in the 3 o'clock hour. Tell all your friends about it. And always happy to see her name on my call list. Joanne from Madison, what are you up to this Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm spending some of my time complaining about the devil's advocates removal. I do know that the radio industry is really cutthroat and all that, but it's 68 days until D-Day, and I'm just wondering, this is about the worst time to have a disruption. A lot of us live for that show, the Devil's Advocate show, and now I don't know what to do with myself. I did call, I did everything, but I got the same complete the negation of my appeals that I got when I was complaining about Matt Flynn. So, I know Radio's a business, but please give us a voice. Those of us who've invested our time in those programs and really love those programs, listen to us. Even though we're old, maybe they're trying to get a younger audience or something like that. And whatever. But we've got money, okay? We're old, but we got money, and we vote. So thank you so much for allowing me to say this. We love you.
Thanks so much, Joanne. I'll just say this. I met Mike Crute years ago. He's the only reason. He and Earl Ingram are the reason I am on the radio.
Same here.
Thanks, Brian. I think everybody at Civic is really sad to see the Devils go. I listen to their product. I hear you, Joanne. You know, these are tough times. And unfortunately, the folks making the decisions couldn't figure out a way to move on. But we wish Mike and Dominic all the best. And I'm going to urge everybody, stay tuned, right? Stay tuned. We have a plan. This was unexpected and early, but again, our deepest thanks to Mike and Dom and the Devil's Advocates. Without them, none of this exists. We do owe a debt of gratitude to them and to each one of you as listeners. That's who it's all about. We appreciate your feedback. If you have additional feedback, you can send it to programming@civicmedia.us. That's programming@civicmedia.us. Cam from Appleton, what are you doing this Labor Day?
I just finished this morning my code for my AI in my game that is about anti-corporate hegemons. And I got to say, now that I can start creating these designs for the AI, now that I know what the limitations are, I'm so freaking pumped, man. It's so exciting to finally get to this point. And I'll parrot the last caller about the Devils. I don't know if 28 is considered old, but I listen to them almost every day next to your show. And Matt Flynn, I miss the old whistly man, even though he probably doesn't fit the same vibe as the rest of the other programs on Civic Media. It's kind of weird because Devils is the reason I got into listening to radio and why I'm listening to Maggie Don's show. And so it's like, Sage, please.
Oh, we hear you, Cam. Again, sometimes circumstances beyond our control. And listen, I listened to Matt Flynn for a number of years. I will never forget many of the Matt Flynn-isms. And again, stay tuned, everybody. Our thanks to Mike and Dom. My thanks to Fred Gutenberg, one of our special guests this afternoon. Fred Gutenberg's books, American Carnage, and Find the Helpers. You can find those on Amazon. I also want to thank Chuck Collins for joining me for Maggie and the Millionaires. If you want to learn more about Chuck's efforts to fix the billionaire problem and why we should take the billionaire class very personally, you can go to inequality.org. And finally, thanks to Terry Barr for sharing some good things about what's local and overlooked. And of course, thank you, Brian Kelly, my producer extraordinaire. As I say at the end of every show, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
The castle.
News from the center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeff Mitchell, who will tell us all we need to know about the Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO. This is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.